Previously on Algoa FM. It's Algoa FM, your music, your world. Phil Collins with you, Con Harry Love. You're with me, Simon B. We're coming at you live from George in the Garden Room. I'm a very, very excited man today. I am beyond excited for today's interview. Please give it up for Pretoria-born, Nashville-based country rock poet, Rowan Ash. Rowan, welcome to the studio, brother.
Simon, thank you so much for having me, man. What a pleasure.
So good to see you. Now, you've given up some time for us. You're back in South Africa. You're in the Garden Root. What do you get up to in the Garden Root? What have you got planned?
Like, what's not to love about the Garden Root area? Mm. I mean, we've got the mountains and we've got the sea. Mm. And we, like, when we moved here from Pretoria a couple of years ago, I didn't do mountain biking or any hiking and everything. And it kind of feels like George just brings out the best in you.
It really does, eh?
It does.
So you got more, you get more active when you come here?
Oh, definitely. Okay. Definitely. I started trail running and doing all this. Not nearly as good as my wife, but I'm trying to keep up.
We do have Zonica in the studio. Hello, Zonica. Good to see you. So cool. And Zonica is also your manager.
She is. Well, she handles all my local. Well, she handles all the finances and just all the bookings and everything.
Fantastic. Yeah. Now, listen, I'm very interested to know about Nashville, Tennessee. Now, how long have you been based there, and what are you focusing on while you're that side?
Man, it's so crazy. It's been 3 years now. Yeah. I've been building a catalog, building a network. In 2021, I signed a record deal with Warner Music with Warner Chapel and William Morris. Mm. So I was really fortunate to have all those companies in place that just helped out. Where I feel now, 3 years later, it's no longer just colleagues. Mm. It's friends. Mm. And we can have a braai and we can just hang out and talk other stuff other than music. But mainly it's been songwriting and just building a decent catalog, trying to kind of wrap your head around your story. And now finally reached a point where we start releasing all the music or some of the music that we've been writing.
What a feeling. And how nice to be in Nashville, Tennessee. I mean, that is like the capital of just great music, isn't it?
It is, man. There's so many fantastic artists there, and not just country-based, like Kings of Leon. There's a lot of LA and pop people coming through doing, like, writing camps. Yeah. So it's just such a hub for just creativity and just, you're always a student when you're in Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay.
Because you've got so many gifted people, and you can just always absorb, like, their... and just learn.
Who have you got to meet down there? Anybody special?
Oh, man.
Come on, give it to us.
I've met Charles Kelly from Lady A.
Okay.
My next single dropping next month is a song I wrote with the artist Stephen Wilson Jr.
Okay.
Who's absolutely magnificent.
All right.
And then Patrick Droney, who's a great singer-songwriter. Maron Morris, John Green, who's unbelievable. Well, it's just like a whole group of people, but when you're there, when you're here, it feels like it's something, but everyone's just humble and just doing, just owning their craft.
Yeah.
And so it's just
normal. It's like part of the...
Yes. Yeah. It's just part of the, it's just the general population, and you're just kind of, they're all just people.
I like that, though.
Yeah.
Tell our listeners a little bit about your music career. Where did it all start, and when and where did you get your big breakthrough? When did it all happen?
Man, I've been making music probably 25 years plus. But about 10 years ago, I signed a record deal with Universal in Innodays. So it was like a JV. And we just did a little EP. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you play any of Apple's music, but he's been a huge role in my success, because he was signed to a record label and he played a couple of my songs.
Okay.
And that's how I ended up getting the record deal. And then, Apple Music was just beautiful. So they started playing my songs abroad, and it, I think Whiskey to My Soul and If I Ever Saw Heaven landed on a playlist, and streaming numbers just went through the roof.
Great album, by the way.
Well, thank you very much.
Great album.
appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah.
And, yeah, it was just from there, they reached out from Nashville, and we went over and back and forth, and, yeah, ended up signing with Warner Music.
How did that feel to sign?
Man, it's always a little nerve-wracking, yeah. But it's also exciting because you don't know, like with corporate institutions, you don't know creatively how things are going to go in the future.
Yeah.
And I was really blessed just to have them just say, man, just do what you do. Just so I've got so much creative freedom. Complete creative control.
That must be so important for somebody like you to have creative freedom and not be told what to write and who to write for. And
oh, definitely.
I mean, that is like serious, huh?
That's a big thing. And but it comes with another kind of responsibility, because now all the creativity is in your own hands.
Mm.
Yeah, now you have an open canvas and like, okay, what are you going to say? So now
the pressure's on.
Now the pressure's on, yeah.
I like that, though, but it's good. It keeps you motivated.
It does.
And it, yeah, keeps you on your game as well.
Yeah.
I love it, man. Now, we'd like to hear more about your new songs that were released on the 19th of September. Tell us about the new tracks and where people can listen to your awesome music, Ron.
The latest single that I released is a song called Liar.
Yeah.
And, I think when I wrote that song, I was sitting by myself, and I had the gist of the song written,
yeah.
And it's weird, but sometimes you get a feeling. I usually write a feeling more than stories, or it depends.
Yeah.
And in this case, I was sitting in Nashville, and my wife was here, and you don't always see all the behind-the-scenes stuff. You always kind of romanticize the music industry or the radio industry.
Yeah.
And then once you're there, all of a sudden you're like, sometimes it's got a bit of a facade.
Yeah.
And I started writing this metaphor, basically, with the career that I'm in. And it was just a moment song. It's not always something that I talk about.
Yeah.
But when I wrote that song, it was kind of just how everything wasn't exactly what I expected.
Very interesting. It's so nice to hear your take on it and your angle and how you get across it, and it's fascinating to me. Now, the song Liar, all right, we are going to be playing it very, very soon, and I'm really looking for... I haven't heard it, by the way. I've had it, but I wanted to keep it as a surprise because I want to experience it with the listeners as well.
Oh, wow, that's so wonderful.
I'm really looking forward to that. Anything else you want to say to the people listening, to aspiring music artists out there? Just a little summon.
To the aspiring music artists out there, is always just stay true to yourself.
Yeah.
And just the one thing that's always going to make you different and unique is your story.
Mm.
Work at your craft, but always just stay true to what you want to say, because that's always going to make you stand out.
I think being genuine is so imperative in the music industry.
Definitely.
And as you notice, some artists get that taken away from them, and they become different people.
Yes.
I think you're in a very good position, and we're very happy. We're not losing you to the music industry.
Oh, not at all. Not at all.
Okay, cool. I'm just going to make that absolutely clear. Listen, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you.
Simon, thank you so much for having me, man. I really appreciate the time.
Such a pleasure, huh? No, honestly. And we have got Liar. It's called, I want to say Liar for some reason. I don't know, it's a Jim Carrey thing. But we do have a Liar ready for you, and it is exclusive for Ron Ash. And Ron, just listen, we'll keep in touch. We wish you the best in your career, and we're looking forward to that first number one.
Thank you so much, my friend. Appreciate it.
My brother. Here it is, Ron Ash with Liar. This is Elgo FM.
twist your words to keep me hanging on. Tell me I'm the only one and that you need me. Even though we know your good is gone. Liar, liar, lips on fire, saying everything I wanna be. Burning brighter, devil's choir, every time you whisper in my ear. When all the holes in neon disappears.
Experience podcasts from algoafm.co.za.